It's Go Diaper Free Week, shining the light on elimination communication, which is a practice that, go figure here, hipsters have adopted as their
hipsters
own.
Hipsters have.
Yep, so they have their glasses on, they're listening to the banjo music, and they have their beards, and their kids are just walking around their houses pooping and peeing in bowls.
It's supposedly a way to help them get potty trained. Let's go to Tracy. Tracy's on the phone. Hi, Trace.
Hi.
Hi, what'd you want to say?
I'm a nurse, and I found this old journal at work once, and it was talking about this from, like, the 1940s and 1950s, that it was expected at about, I don't know if it was 3 months or 6 months, you would put your baby on a bowl at regular times throughout the day. So it's actually a very old idea that's just kind of getting new popularized
again. Wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
This study that I'm reading is from 2005, talking about how, yes, it is something that has come up through the ages. And a doctor says, so you're a nurse. A doctor says that this is, it's not good for kids because it's showing them you can only go at the specific times and we shouldn't be holding it that young. Do you agree with that?
I don't think it's training the kids at all. I think it's training the parents is what I feel it is. I don't know about the holding thing or if that, but a lot of kids will hold it, and you know, they'll have issues with control, and they'll hold it because of that. So I don't know if you would see more of that if you were trying to get them to do it too young or something like that. But I still feel like if you're going to put the baby on the pot every 2 hours, then you're training yourself more than you're training your kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good
more
point.
Work for yourself.
And they're going to end up like Curtis.
Yes.
Curtis goes pee.
Right,
not even.
Be.
Yeah, seriously, like every 90 minutes, maybe more often.
Well, this woman says that her six-month-old is completely potty trained.
Thanks, Tracy.
Made it through. Just went where she needed to go, and then boom, toilet every
time.
And
we've heard from people who said that it worked, too. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi.
My friend that does it. She started her son right off the bat as soon as he was born, and he was fully potty trained at about 7 months.
You're kidding!
So
he does some weird hand sign to tell her when he has to go, but he's been potty trained for pretty much ever.
That is
now,
amazing.
Now, would he go just where? Did he not wear a diaper then?
He wore a diaper at night to when they went out places, but they have pictures of him being 3 weeks old holding him over the bathroom going poop on the potty.
Really?
Can you, Annie, just think about the money that was saved in that family on diapers.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we only have one. I have my third that was just born, and there's no way I could do it with her.
Right.
Well,
how much
is a rug doctor, though? I mean, they're more than making up for those costs. And have you ever been into someone's house who, like, has a cat that gets scared and pees all over?
Yeah, Annie, that's
imagine explaining it to the kid. That's my kid.
Did their house smell? Do you know?
It doesn't. And they actually have lots of pets, too.
Okay.
But it's amazing the way that she's done it with them.
Wow.
And they're not hipsters. They're very normal people.
They are. Okay. Neither one of them wears those cool glasses.
No cool glasses.
Okay.
No organic food, but no hipstery stuff.
No
That's
beards?
That's funny. No beards.
No beards.
No beards.
Okay.
Thanks,
passed
Annie.
They passed the hipster test. 7708. Oh, do they ever draw mustaches on their fingers and then pose for pictures? Oh, we lost.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, what'd you want to say?
I just want to say I'm also a nurse, and I listened to some of the other comments.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with the doctor as far as having them hold it, because especially the baby that young, like the way the urinary tract set up, especially the girls, it's short. So they can have infection, and then it can go through their bladder, too.
Okay.
So I don't think I would do it. I mean, I'm not married, and I don't have kids. But I wouldn't do it. I'd go
diaper route.
Or,
did you just flash a truck driver?
No.
Okay.
We heard a beep, beep.
I heard the truck driver was so
not
excited.
Not only was that a weird beep, it sounded like a Model T beep.
Like you were flashing truck drivers on 131 right now.
So wait, Christine, you're saying you don't think you would be able to do the elimination communication with your baby?
No, I don't think so. But I do with my oldest sister with her last kid.
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, going to have during a potty training stage. She actually did the same thing, like, kind of. She took him out of the diaper. She was sick of trying to clean underwear because he just kept wetting them.
Okay.
So she did it, and she said she wanted to go play outside one time, and she kind of forgot. She didn't think about it. He went, and he had his sweater on because he was cold out, but he forgot he didn't have pants on. He put his boot on and went out. He was like, oh, wait.
You need pants when you're outside of this house. In here, you can pee and poop wherever you want. You don't need pants.
Oh, Christine, that's out there, hilarious.
There are rules.
Thank you.
You need to make that happen.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi. Talk to us. What are you thinking?
Well, I got a suggestion for people that might want to potty train their kid a little faster, but not be so extreme.
Okay.
My kids are older now, but I potty trained three of them. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing with the diapers is that they just can't maybe feel the wetness or the poop. And so they don't really kind of get the connection, I guess, that that's what they're doing and shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Anyways, when I first put them in just underwear, it was like huge mess, pain in the butt. You know, it soaks their whole pants and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can get these really thick underwear. I mean, they're so thick. They're like thick like a diaper, but they're just cloth. And then they can feel that sensation and kind of start to understand, oh, this shouldn't be happening, you know, or this isn't comfortable.
Yeah.
But not make such a huge mess. That was like the absolute best thing.
And where can you get those?
I think you get them at like Walmart and just simple places like that.
Okay.
You could also just have them wear like three or four pairs of underwear.
Yeah, but these are like seriously thicker than that.
Okay.
And then think how much laundry you're doing. They have 16 pairs of underwear on.
Hey, it happens, right? They're a superhero.
Thanks, Chris.
They say that the diaper-free baby is not potty training. It is, quote, a gentle, natural, non-coercive process by which a baby, preferably beginning at early infancy, learns what loving assistance of parents and caregivers to communicate about and address the elimination needs. So it's teaching the kid to say, I have to go, not to just go. And we've heard that it works. 3 days, kid just pooping and peeing wherever you want. They are potty trained.
And here I thought Cheerios were high maintenance.
No.
Like, that was a brilliant idea.
Aim for that, Timmy.
Hi, Sherry's on the phone. Hi, Cher.
Hi, I'm a grandma.
Okay.
And my kids are older than you guys.
Okay.
And I'll tell you right now, that doctor is nuttier than a frickin' fruitcake, for one thing.
The doctor who says that making the kids hold it is bad for them?
Yes. I'll tell you what, if the mothers for the last few years had to have cloth diapers and stand over a toilet, sozzling out the big business, and washing those diapers and hanging them out on the line, I'll tell you something right now. Their kids would have been trained by the time they were walking like my kids were.
Oh, so you said...
I'll bet you if you ask your mother...
Yeah.
You were trained at a very early age, and my kids are perfectly normal. Their bathroom habits are just fine, and they haven't been affected at all.
Okay, so you're saying that disposable diapers have made it easier on parents.
You know, I cannot believe that parents will have a kid that is 2 or 3 years old still in diapers.
Yeah.
That is just unbelievable. And you know what that is? That is pure laziness.
It is.
Yeah,
it really is. But it is true that when a child does feel that uncomfortable wetness and that uncomfortable business, they want it off.
Yeah, we love that you called it the big business, Sherry.
The big business.
Now, Sherry, did you have one of those diaper companies that came and brought diapers to your house?
Oh, heavens no. We didn't have that kind of money.
Okay. Oh, so, okay. That's funny.
No, I got to do it. And hey, I had, you're going to believe this, I had a wringer washer. Do you know what that is?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, my God, yes. It's, you know, and then you had twin tubs, and then you fill the tubs up with
water.
Wait,
what's a wringer washer?
A ring, okay. There's a big tub, you know, the machine has this big tub that's got the agitator,
mm-hmm.
and then there was this two rollers that squeeze the water out of them, and then you put them in the other, and then you squeeze the water out of the rinse water, and then you put them in another rinse water. Let me tell you what, those kids were trained, and it was had nothing whatsoever to do with, want to save their little minds. Are you kidding me? I want to save my mind. I would have killed them if I didn't.
Sherry,
you
love are it. Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye, babe.